BMFL mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, April the 23rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you part two of a two-part series entitled Thank You for the Cross. We began that last week, and we're concluding it today. Hopefully, you are being blessed by what is being played. Because the message of the Christian church is that Jesus not only came and lived the perfect life that we could not live, but he died that perfect sacrificial death that we could not die, because he was the sinless Lamb of God. And on the third day, the Father raised him from death so that we not only have forgiveness from sin, but we have access to his great salvation gift. The gift is under the tree. Hallelujah. And you only need to reach out and receive him for yourself. God's great love gift to you, because he lives. Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise.
Something amazing happened right here. If you don't know, let me tell you. The stone was rolled away. I said the stone was rolled away. Yeah, and there Jesus stood, big and bad, snatching the keys from that hell in the grave. I said the stone was rolled away. The stone was rolled away. And if you know, he came, he lived, he died, he rose. Somebody say it with me. He came.
Power. God has not given us a spirit of fear.
10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Evangelist, and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, April the 23rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you part two of a two-part series we began last Sunday, our Resurrection Sunday program this year, entitled Thank You for the Cross. And on this last set, we heard Reuben Morgan with My Redeemer Lives, Karen Dalton Ricketts, local artist with Glory to the Son of God, Israel Mariah Houghton and New Breed with Risen, Fred Hammond with He Lives, just concludes that with Darlene, another local artist, and Power Resurrection. 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you that we are going to have our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, but we're going to push it back just a little bit in the program because we want to get this in and move on to some other things here on Sounds of Praise. Anthony Brown. He's no relation that I know of, but anyway, I love his music, and this one is a special big hit with me. This is Worth and Love Lifted Me here on Sounds of Praise.
You thought I was worth saving. So I could be So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I wasn't enough for. Thought I wasn't enough for.
Not religion.
Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your
nothing else.
Yeah.
You to let his love lift you. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, Come As You Are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than just a historical note in history. It's the most transforming event that ever took place in the entire world. And that transformation can take place in your life if it hasn't taken place already. God wants this to be your day of transformation through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ the Lord. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, in His great love, sent Jesus Christ into the world to be the bridge away from the destruction of our sin to the newness of life that He has through faith in Him. And He can provide that cleansing, that forgiving power that we all need if we'll just surrender ourselves to Him and to His control. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now so that you, outside of the saving grace and keeping power of the Lord Jesus Christ, might have the assurance in your life that He is your Savior, because He will then be leading and guiding you so you can bring salvation into other lives as well. If you'd like that to take place in your life, you want that assurance, that peace that He alone can give, I invite you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His resurrection power alive in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Gracious Father, I come in the name of Jesus, thanking You for Your great gift, the forgiving power, the cleansing power that You provide through the resurrection after You paid the penalty for all my sin on the cruel cross of Calvary. But now You've turned that cruelty into life eternal as I surrender myself to You, as I make You Lord and Savior of my life, the one who is able to guide me from earth to eternity in Your presence. And I thank You for this great opportunity, this great gift. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God done it. And if you've done it, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. There's no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Just have to contact me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or like I said, if you're not near a phone, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send it to you out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that.
Come as you are. Come as you are.
And we pray that you have come. If so, please contact us. Like I said, I'll be here at about 8 o'clock. Give me a call, 1-855-915-9636, 1-855-915-WMFO. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you without any further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's just material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. 7:33 of the Sounds of Praise time. Like I said, we're going to push the, When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry back a little bit so we could get this in. It was so important, I believe, that we needed to get that information out there to you, for those of you who give your life to Christ, so you'll know what to do and how we can send that material to you. But now we're entering into the When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. And the number to call, again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr., pass me not. Oh, gentle Savior, here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. Thank you.
fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say. All you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Okay, it's 7:44 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praising God with Michelle of Medford. Michelle's feeling much better. She had her procedure, and she's feeling a lot better, but she's praying that God would deliver her from her back pain and also from smoking. Michelle of Medford, praising God for feeling much better after her procedure and praying for deliverance from back pain and smoking. We're praying for all the people who have been impacted by the life and death of Aaron Hernandez, former member of the New England Patriots football team, who been convicted of one murder and was found not guilty for the murder of two other people, but shortly after that, committed suicide by hanging himself in his cell. And so we know there are many individuals who have been impacted by his life, both negatively and positively. And we pray that God's going to minister in the life of his family, members, and friends. And we might learn some information because of the fact that we need to recognize the need to surrender ourselves totally to the control of God before we get into situations like that where we're forced and things take place and we take our lives. We're praying for Isaiah Thomas, a lot of sporting individuals who have been involved in the New England area sports scene. Isaiah Thomas lost his sister in a one-car crash about 2 weeks ago. He's been trying to play through it, and the team has been affected by the situation, even though he's been playing very admirably under the circumstances. So we're praying for Isaiah Thomas and his family who lost a loved one. And we're praying for TM. TM is facing hip surgery. We're praying that God's going to touch him and give him complete deliverance. TM, facing hip surgery. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Thank you, Lord, because you are God, and beside you, there is none other. We've had two programs, Lord, where we've given you praise and thanks for the cross. And we pray, oh Lord, that recognizing that you are the healing Christ, all that you suffered in your body, even prior to going to the cross, is so that by your stripes we may attain healing. So we're rejoicing with Michelle of Medford, Lord, who is praising you because she's had a procedure which has removed a lot of the physical problems she's been going through. And she's still looking to you, Lord, for deliverance from back pain and smoking. Pray, oh Lord, you continue to work in her life. May she recognize, as you've given her deliverance in one area of her body, you are able to do the same throughout her body in every other situation that she finds herself in that is negative to the way you would have her to go. May she realize she continues to place her faith and her trust and her confidence in you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how you've delivered her through this procedure, you're able to deliver her now through back pain and also from smoking as well, because nothing is too hard for you. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for all the people who have been impacted by the life and death of Aaron Hernandez, Lord, you know who they are. You know what they're going through, Lord. We pray you administer to every need, to every situation. May through the situation, many recognize their need to surrender themselves to you and to your control. We pray, oh Lord, that you continue to open doors and make ways. He has even a young daughter, about 3 years old or so. Pray, oh God, you administer her life as well. And may many, oh, even out of this tragic situation, may many find you as personal Lord and personal Savior, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for the family of Isaiah Thomas, who plays for the Boston Celtics, Father, we pray you administer to him and to his family and to the team and all the other members of the organization, even who are suffering because of the loss of his sister. Pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in their lives, Lord. Pray you would strengthen them, and may they recognize their need to surrender themselves totally to you and to your control. And may great and mighty things take place in their lives, even through the situation, because you're the God who's able to turn all things around and bring all things together for good, for your good, and for our good, and for your glory. Pray you would minister powerfully in their lives, that many might come to call you blessed, even through this situation, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for TM, who's facing hip surgery, Father, we pray you administer the life of this individual. May he recognize, oh Lord, that as he places himself in your hands, you're able to do great and mighty things in his behalf. Father, we pray, oh God, you would provide an open door and make ways for him, Lord, and for his family as well. May they recognize that they place their faith and their trust and confidence in you. You are the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in their lives so that many might call you blessed through all that is taking place in their behalf. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 7:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I want to let you know, if you don't know already, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, you can leave your message on our answering system. And as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in the audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, for your prayer requests or your praise reports, is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us if you wish at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, DarnellyVB at Verizon.net. DonnellyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Okay, 7:51 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps, almost on time to put the wraps on this program. But we're going to get two more in, hopefully. From the Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album, Tevin Campbell with I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. And that's going to be followed by Reverend Darryl Coley and the Soulful Celebration album, also from the Handel's Messiah, and the Hallelujah Chorus here on Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Online auction May the 1st through May the 10th. Don't miss the opportunity to grab some deals and steals from over 200 items and experiences. Also up for bid will be one-of-a-kind items created by the students at the North Shore Christian School and also their Beverly campus. The online auction is open to all through the Bidding for Good platform. Beverly classroom items will be auctioned off at a silent auction during the week of May the 1st. Lynn classroom items will be auctioned off at a live auction on Friday, May the 5th, during the Celebration of Learning. And for information or to purchase something at the auction, you can go to development@nschristian.org. That's development@nschristian.org. And the North Shore Christian School is located at 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts. That's the North Shore Christian School silent auction, May the 1st through May the 10th. And you can get more information, development@nschristian.org. Or you can write to the North Shore Christian School, 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts. Okay, 7:58, time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Back next Sunday with new music and top hits of the year 2017. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.